From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo, that announcement coming hours after the last convoy of residents had left the city. Stephan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
The next steps, of course, is to look at where do the people who are being evacuated go and whether they, in the winter, will be actually not suffering further. Because some of them have went to West Aleppo, few. Many have gone to the rural part of Aleppo, which is in the armed-controlled areas, in the armed opposition. And therefore, again, a question about how to make sure that the humanitarian aid from the UN can reach them.
And the U.S. officials are also saying they remain concerned about the future of those evacuated from Aleppo. Police in Australia have several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day, and that they've been arrested. Victoria Police Chief said that five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they had planned to attack high-profile locations in the city. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in the Palestinian territories. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department response on the resolution and possible postponement.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing, so we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are to see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the Obama administration to veto the resolution. This is VOA News. A manhunt continuing across Europe for Tunisian-born Anis Amri in connection with this week's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin.
Wir können Ihnen heute mitteilen, dass es zusätzliche Hinweise gibt.
Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has confirmed Amri's fingerprints have been found in the vehicle's cab. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she is confident that the German people can overcome the threat of terrorism. Merkel, who has come under fire for her immigration policies, said that Germany realizes it is a target of terrorism, but being confronted with deaths and injuries on her own citizens is something completely different. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's staff has moved to clarify a statement made by Mr. Trump about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. He tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller said Mr. Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorist and dangerous world leaders. President-elect Trump issued the comment on Twitter at about the same time that Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. China has reported now at least seven cases of bird flu this month, including two deaths, as authorities seek to guard against an outbreak. State media reporting five cases of the strain of bird flu known as H7N9. A major bird flu outbreak of the strain first struck China in March of 2013, killing more than 40 people, devastating the poultry industry. Strain is less virulent than the 51N1 H5N1 strain that the World Health Organization says has killed more than 370 people. U.S. President-elect Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.